All right. We could probably go on YouTube and double check.
We're live. Are we
Yeah.
live? We're live. We're doing this.
We're doing this.
Nice.
Are we live?
Are we going? Is it recording?
Oh, there you go. Oh, mute that. Yep. It is always kind of oh, helps hit play. There we go. Yep. We are live.
Yeah.
We are going.
We're
Spoiler
going.
Country got some new toys. We're working with playing around with StreamYard.
Yeah, so far it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we can do more streams on multiple events or multiple pages at once and then record and do some editing later if we so choose, or we can just leave it the way it is. Kind of getting away from doing the audio podcast.
Kinda.
I don't, the
I mean,
last
well,
one I did, I didn't edit, I didn't put up on audio.
really?
Yeah, I was just like, I don't want to go through the motions.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Probably should. I mean, because it's pretty easy. I think Castos will let you just upload MP4
I
and
think
it'll
that's it. Should be.
send the audio. I don't know. But hey, welcome back to Spoiler Country. My name's Kendrick. That is Johnny. And this is our second one in a month. This is like moment that we have momentum again.
Yeah.
We went from every day. We went from couple times a week. We went to weekly to a couple
Yeah.
times a week to every day to let's take a year off. It
We
was about
needed
a
to
year.
upgrade
Was
ourselves.
it a full year off?
It was almost a full year. Yeah, it was close.
Cool. Felt good though. Not
It
gonna
did.
lie.
For a
When
good take a break.
your hobby becomes a job that you don't get paid for.
Yeah.
I was on, so full stop. We have a Kickstarter out. Johnny and I have decided to start our
There.
own. Yeah. It's for me, I think over this way.
Yeah, it's up above my head.
Yeah, it's up above his head. It's for a Kickstarter for Supernatural Baby Detective. If just get the shilling out of the way. If you love Mike Mignola's Hellboy or John Constantine, or maybe you're a fan of Guillermo del Toro's filmmaking style, this is probably right up your alley. You'll probably get a kick out of it. It'll be fun. We're having a lot of fun doing it.
Oh yeah.
Check it out. We're almost to the halfway point of our goal, which is insane.
It's so cool.
It's insane. It's three, what?
3 days.
Yeah. 3 days in, and we're already at, actually, I'm going to refresh just to see if we got more than this morning. 11:35 of our 3,000 goal.
Nice.
So it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, it's looking pretty awesome. It's kind of fun. We're good. It's gonna people are gonna love it. Once people go look at the Kickstarter, they're gonna go, oh yeah, I need to back this.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. I was on Nerds from the Crypt this morning with
Yeah,
Saul and Greg.
it's a fun show.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We joked around. We talked about other projects that we're working on because I'm sorry.
Didn't say anything.
Oh, you're like out of sync.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I'm working. You know why?
Why?
Was looking at the YouTube. Like, what is going on? It was so weird. But we started an imprint. Is that what it's
Yeah.
called? An imprint.
I mean, it's a
No, not an imprint. Well, is it a
no,
production company?
an imprint is a is a is like a under a publishing. We started our own like comic publishing thing.
Yeah. Very independent though. We're not,
Very
we're
independent.
loose. It's just the two of us for our stories, and that's it. Now, who knows? Maybe more will come later, but we're open to licensing.
But now, if now it's just us.
I talk about some of the other projects that we have in the pipeline that we're
Yeah, which
working on.
ones?
I told them about Capone's Vault.
Oh, you let that out?
Yeah, a little bit, because it was, they're like, what other things are you guys working on? And I'm like, well, we have Rider of the West, which is a long ways away from being anything. My dog is being a weirdo. Go away.
So is mine, but that's fine.
Rider of the West, we talk about Capone's Vault. and my highbrow sci-fi with AI and alien invasions.
Nice.
Yeah. Which you know of. You might not remember, but you know of it. And then, but the next one after Supernatural, so we got a couple things to get out of the way first. We have Supernatural Baby Detective. We have Joan Lee Nonely and Memoirs of a Suicide. And then we'll work on Capone's Vault. And the way Capone's Vault is working is I did the initial idea and ramp up with Johnny. Johnny's going to write the initial script.
Yeah.
Because I am a control freak when it comes to that stuff, and I don't want it to be that way for this stuff. So I want you to do the first one because I figured it'd be easier if you do all the initial stuff, and then we together.
Yeah. And I'm going to start working on that script once I finally get Memoirs. And if you don't know, Memoirs of a Suicide is a novel. It's not a comic book.
It's a prose. And,
yeah, it's written. It's being edited. And Greg Smith is actually edited it for me. And him and I are working on a release schedule for it right now. So once I have that set in the bag, I'm going to start working on our Capone script.
Yeah. So it's coming. Everything's coming together.
It is. It is. I mean, I've been writing like crazy. You've been writing like crazy.
Yeah.
I've written so much stuff, and it just feels good.
Good. It's different because it's more creative.
Yeah.
Running a podcast isn't creative because you could do a lot of cool stuff. But I think we just got so burnt that we're just like, we got to do something new.
We did. And like,
and this is different all the time.
I got burnt out doing interviews.
Yeah.
Honestly, I got burnt out with every show being an interview and talking to somebody about their creative stuff. Being like, man, I want to make creates. I want to get back into creating stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I love talking to other creators. I love having people on, especially indie creators, talking about their indie stuff.
Yeah.
But it just felt like I was basically just a promotional wheelhouse for all this stuff. And it felt like there was no, at least for me, no heart in it anymore, which is why I kind of lost it.
So some of it is weird because when you got, and just to toot our own horn for a little bit, we did get to a point where we had quite a bit of views, because that's how you measure yourself in a podcast. So you get quite a bit. We had quite a bit of listens and quite a large audience.
Our website did great numbers.
Yeah. Our website did great numbers. But it's weird because we were just always on the cusp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of that next level. But then the next level wasn't something that we really, really wanted to obtain, because it was like, I don't know, like you said, you're talking to somebody about their creative endeavors.
Yeah.
And you're just talking about somebody else's stuff. And which would be great. But yeah, and plus you'd have people on, and there'd be no, this sounds really shallow, but it's true. There'd be no reciprocation of what you're doing for them.
Yeah, it's like, and the way I see it is like, if you're going to come on our show, totally cool, you know, come on, talk about your stuff. But if when we release this show, if you're not going to at least tweet it out that, hey, I was on this show, then what are we doing?
Yeah.
Where's, you know, it's free you to.
And it's not independent people. Independent people are great. Like, you have an independent Kickstarter and you come on, we know we're going to promote the shit out of it. You're going to promote the shit out of it. And that's the way it's supposed to be. But you have somebody. Yeah. You have somebody from Hollywood on, and it's like I feel like they felt they were doing you a favor.
Right.
As opposed to it's like, no, dude, we have 100,000 people hitting our website, seeing your stuff. We're doing you the favor.
And to put a pin in it, I don't really care if you come on the show. It's cool to talk to you, but I'm not here to celebrities. I'm here to have conversations about fun stuff I like.
Exactly. You
know? Exactly. So, all that being said, we're not going to stop doing interviews, but if we do interviews or something like that, it's going to be indie people.
More likely to do independent, indie Kickstarters, indie comics, indie stuff as a whole than we are anything else, just because it's more fun.
And it's going to be more conversational based, not question based.
Yeah, you're more passionate about getting behind what they're doing.
Yeah,
for sure. It's not a money machine.
Exactly.
Yeah. You want it to become a money machine for that person.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not. I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun, dude. It's been pretty crazy. We're getting up there. We had some cool people actually pledge, which is always fun. I was surprised the amount of people in the industry that pledged to the book.
Oh yeah. It's
which just felt good, because it was like people that are believing in new blood coming in and getting a new voice. You know, because you always worry about the the boys club.
Yeah.
You know.
I think for the most part, comics isn't like that. Creators, at least. For the most part, creators just want to see other creators succeed in general, from my experience of talking to people and like seeing it happen over the years. I've only ever been around a couple of creators who I'm not going to name or talk about that are vindictive or are, I need to do better than this other person. Usually it's like, yeah, man, I'll just give me your stuff. I'll promote it, or I'll help you push it, or I'll give you advice. Or like, there's so much camaraderie in the community, especially in the indie scene. And even bringing in professionals too. A lot of them do it as well.
Yeah.
It's less about us versus them and more about us helping us.
Yeah. Yeah. When I talked to some people and I told them some pros for writing, and I told them my idea for Supernatural Baby Detective, I had more people offering me advice and help than anybody, like without even asking, hey, oh, that's a great idea. Think about this, you know?
Yeah.
Michael Tanner gave me an idea for the book, and I couldn't help but think, I don't think my writing at this stage in my life is good enough to do his idea. Yeah. You know what I mean? It would have took a lot longer. It was a great idea, but I was like, I don't know if I could do that. I was like, I'm going to just stick with, and I think you got to stick with what you want, what you're going to do and see your idea to fruition.
Yeah.
How excited are you for memoirs?
Oh dude, memoirs is a 20-year project. I mean, it's
literally, we're in the 20th year of this.
Yeah, literally. So I'll go ahead and release some of the dates right now, because they're set in stone. But
yeah,
February 3rd, 2023,
2024. Part
2024. Thank you.
Yeah,
February 3rd, 2024 will be the first part of Memoirs gets released, and that is the 20th anniversary of my nephew Jeremy, who was the inspiration for the book, of him leaving the world.
Yeah.
And then part two will release on June 21st, 2024. And that is the 20th anniversary of the day I started writing the novel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then part three will release in October. I don't have an actual day for that one yet. And then we're going to release a collective book of all three parts as one on February 16th, 2025, which is Jeremy, again, the inspiration for the book. That's his birthday.
Nice.
So it all kind of lined out with cool dates to make it all work out.
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
I'm excited. It's interesting. I was so nervous about letting somebody read the whole thing.
Yeah. I need to reread it, because you've made a lot of edits since I read it.
Yeah. I was especially nervous about letting like Greg read it, right? Because Greg offered to read it and he offered to be the editor for it. And I was like, I'm nervous, because it's a very personal story, you know. There's a lot of it's not like it's me or Jeremy in the story, but there's a lot of things in this story that are super personal to me.
Right. Like,
there's a lot of
imagery and stuff that means stuff to you.
Well, a lot of the anecdotes in the story are actually things that happened in my life. Like, they're actually stories from my childhood that I rewrote and put into the book, right?
Yeah.
And I wrote this book not necessarily – I didn't really start writing it to get it printed. I wrote it because I needed to get this story out. Yeah. And when Greg read it, he's like, no, this is good. We should finish this.
Yeah.
And it was refreshing to have that, to be like, have somebody outside of knowing me for a long time. I've known Greg for a couple of years, but it's outside of like, I don't expect Greg to be like, oh yeah, that's good, and not actually mean it, you know?
Right.
But, and then for him to be like, yeah, let's get this finished. It's good.
That right there is so important. Finding somebody that you can trust in their, what they're telling you, not just trying to make you feel good about yourself, but saying,
right,
hey,
right. So I don't know. It's going to feel good when it's published. I hope my biggest fear is that it's going to get published and people aren't going to get the story behind it. And
well, we've talked about the title. We worry about people hearing the title and thinking the wrong thing.
I do, but the title is so important to the story. Because if once you get to the end of the story, the title makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's Memoirs of a Suicide. And the quick plot point of the book is a guy who is having issues commits suicide, and this is a story of his afterlife.
Yeah.
And it is not what it is. Whatever you think is going to happen is not what happens in this book. It's not
Dante's Inferno.
No, it's not. But it's, I've thought about changing it to just memoirs. I brainstormed some other ideas, but ultimately I'm like, look, this title fits what this book is about. It fits the overall theme of the book. And I think even though having the word suicide in the title could be a trigger for people, and I totally respect that, I think for this book, it's important to have upfront, this is what you're getting into.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and plus for some people that are into that, I don't mean into that, like into that. I mean, people that have experienced what you're talking about might actually appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That it's no holds barred. It's not a bunch of bull. And, you know, you kind of go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't hold back. It's a lot of raw thoughts in that book. And it's, I hope people like it when it comes out. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be good. Are we going to Kickstarter this thing too?
I don't know, because I don't know how well Kickstarters or books do on Kickstarter. I haven't done any research on that.
Yeah. Well, what if you just hit the same community and work with the same people that we have been working with? And it might
Might be. It's I'd love to kickstart it actually, but we'll see. I don't know. I have no idea how novels do on, especially first time novelists would do on Kickstarter. But hey, if it does, I mean, ultimately, we could just do a Kickstarter for a low goal and just to see if people are interested in it, you know?
Yeah. Well, because you get the first part out and then people want to see the second and the third.
Yeah.
How many parts is it broken into?
Three.
Three parts. Three part act.
Yep.
The three,
yep.
Three act play.
Yep. Pretty much. And it's I can tell you that. Do you want the titles of each part?
Yeah.
So part one is, and this is, I know this is going to be maybe a trigger for some people, but part one is called Let's Start This Off with a Bang.
Yeah.
And part two is called Let's Ascend to the Gates.
Yeah.
And part three is called Let's Learn About Ourselves.
Nice.
So, and those are the three parts, and kind of the title kind of gives you an idea of what that part is about,
right?
In some way, but it's yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's an important subject. People are scared to talk about it in some ways. So
yeah. It's hard to talk about. I even talk about this, I get choked up a little bit. Yeah, and I have to like hold back.
Yeah, well, it's a big part of your life and it affected you in a lot of ways. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
yeah.
But moving along, so we have that. And then we'd be working on the aforementioned Capone's Vault.
Yes.
Which is a working title. We don't know if that's going to be what it is, but that's going to be a lot of fun, I think. It is.
Yeah. I've made notes on that, and I'm excited to start writing that one.
Yeah. Maybe we can pull Greg in on that one as well, because he seems to be all over the place.
Yeah. And he's pretty good and quick at editing too. So,
yeah. And yeah. So we got a lot going on. We hope you guys can stay with us and follow along and be a part of this. Because
and eventually there'll be more of the Ainz anthology coming.
Yeah, book two.
It's in limbo right now between certain things that I can't do anything with it right now. But
yeah,
there'll be more stuff coming for that in 2024 for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either from us at SV Comics or from another publisher.
Right. Which will be exciting. Either way, it'll be exciting.
And it's only that way because before Kindergarten decided to create SV Comics, it was already in negotiations with another publisher. So we'll see.
Speaking of Ainz.
Yeah.
I was talking to, when I talked to Saul this morning, kind of gave him the rundown on Supernatural. And I told him, when you kicked off Ainz, you found all these authors and artists. And I was like, I want to do one. And you told me at the beginning, you're like, okay, you can write one, but if it's not good enough, I'm not letting it in the book.
Yeah.
So I went and hired Scott Godleski and wrote a story and packaged the whole thing up. And you were like, well, fuck, how do you not have Scott in the book? So I kind of think, but Saul said that was his favorite story in the whole book. Yeah, and he wanted more, and he told you that he wanted more of that one, and you never told me, dude.
My only regret with that story is that we didn't double the length of it. That I think it would have played out better at 6 pages than 3 pages.
Yeah, well, you told me I only had 3 pages.
I know, but I wrote
you 24 on that.
I'm sure, but after rereading it a bunch of times, like this should have been at least 6 pages for the book.
Yeah, it was a good story.
There's more to it. There's more to that story that could be said.
Yeah. Well, I think it made you think of Nancy in a different light.
It did.
You were like, oh, she's so different than what I anticipated. And she's like that secret agent badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that no one else has. And you didn't have a holiday theme in that book. And it was coming around. It was around that time, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we actually used that story. That was actually the first release story from Ions because we made a holiday special. Christmas before, so we did Ions in February, and we released the holiday special in the previous December.
Yeah, yeah. Scott did the pencils and inks, and you colored it, and it looked fantastic.
I always forget that I colored that.
And it's available still, right? People can still download that if they wanted to.
Yeah, if they go to IonsAnthology.com, there's one blog post on the website, and it is that preview.
There you go. There you go. That's my first published work.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the published work of yours that I colored that you're like, you should be a colorist. I'm like, nah, I don't want to color stuff. And now I'm coloring your book.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got a long way to go.
Fun fact, as of right now, I've colored everything you've written.
Well, every comic book I've written. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like this.
Everything else I've written, none of it has been released because I've finished nothing. Except for this comic.
And the comic is good. I think bringing all full circle back to our beginning, Superman's Bay Detective is great. I don't bullshit people as I try not to. I mean, I'm not going to be mean to somebody if it's not good. But from the get-go of this concept to the script to everything, I've been fully all in. I think it's a unique.
Well, what did you think when I first told you the title, though? You're like, what the hell are you doing?
No, I was like, that's you know me. I like odd, strange things. I mean, Jolene Nolan is the weirdest comic you'll ever read, but I like odd things, and the name catches it catches your attention, right?
Because
it's like every word of the title it changes like what you're thinking.
Right.
Supernatural. Okay, it's horror. Supernatural. Baby. Oh, there's a
baby in it.
it's like Looney Tune Kids or something like that. You know. Oh, detective. Oh, wait, what? Is it baby detective? Wait, hold on.
Saul said Rugrats, and I'm like, oh yeah, I could totally see Rugrats.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, and then the script came in. You gave me the concept. I'm like, that's cool. Script came in. I read the script. I'm like,
2 years later, the script comes in.
Yeah. I'm like,
literally 2 years later.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's do it. And I think people are going to be happily surprised when they read the first issue and they're going to want issues 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
And so much so that I wrote a side story that's going to be.
I know. That's kind of fun. I can't believe you like got inspired enough to be like, I've got to write it. And then I remember you told me the initial concept. And I'm like, yeah, go for it. And then it was like a one pager thing or a two page thing. And now it's turned into like, how many pages are you thinking?
So I've written 6 pages. I sent you 6 pages for the story.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is good. And I'm going to take that story concept because it was just a rush. It's rushed in 6 pages.
Right.
And I'm going to make it out to be a full issue, a full one shot.
Oh,
because there's a lot of stuff we can be done with that what I wrote there, and the 6 pages is just really rapid fire stuff to go through it. But
yeah,
it should be fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. All right, guys, I think that's all we have for today. We just wanted to get it out there. Hey, we're really close. We're at 11:35. We got to get to our goal is 3,000. We have how many more days do we have left?
More than one.
More
than one.
Yeah, more than one. We have 26 days to go. We're at 37 backers. I'd love to see 3, 4, 5 more backers today.
Yeah.
And just keep this momentum going. There's tons of rewards to get in there.
Tons of awesome stuff.
Some awesome stuff. The matching set for the first 10 gone. That was gone the first day.
Yeah. That's a good, see, I had a good idea.
You did. You had a great idea. I want to mention a couple other people that have some Kickstarters going on. Inanera is out, issues 1 through 5. Go check them out. Their Kickstarter is live. They got 67 hours to go They're sitting at 79 backers. That's ENERA. Issues 1 through 5. Go check it out. They got some cool rewards. There's the Turner Family Terrors. 1 through 4, the Suburban Slayers are back. And that's coming soon. So you can get on there now and you can get notified of when that's launching. And then Christy Shen, who came on the other day with me and we shot the breeze for like a good hour. She's got Demon Bitch, I Hate You All.
Yeah.
And she's sitting at 43 backers. She's trying to get her goal of 6,000. She's got 40 days to go. She's a funny lady. And her art style is very unique and she's an artist and you really need to go check out her stuff. It's a graphic novel and she's got tons of different levels of that you can purchase that. And I think it's good. You need to check it out. Johnny,
Kendrick,
we got work to do. So we're going to let you guys go and then we're going to look at some lettering that got sent to us for Supernatural Baby Detective.
Yes, we'll are.
See you guys soon. Peace out.